With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
In the man cave.
The man cave.
Nice.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, it's Covino and Rich. Steve Covino from Union, New Jersey, home of the world's tallest water sphere.
I'm glad Dan left behind his xylophone player.
Yeah. That's Rich Davis.
On the xylophone.
On the xylophone from Franklin Square, Long Island. We're out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Spotty Boy, Danny G, Monsi, Don Brown.
Again, what a
thank
crew.
You
what
for
a
hanging.
Crew.
What a crew. What a week. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope your
what
fingers.
A country.
What a country. Are you quoting Yakov Smirnoff?
I am. Hey.
It's not even a throwback Thursday. 877-99 on Fox. Like I said, I hope all your fingers are intact. Nothing exploded.
Yeah, I'm glad you are not one of the, what do they say, 15,000 people a year have a firework accident?
1,500.
I think it's 15,000.
No, it's 1,500.
No, I think it's 15,000. I thought it was 1,500.
It sounds better if you say 1,500.
I think it's 15 million, I think.
Well, I'm glad you're safe. I hope you enjoyed your fireworks. We made our 4th of July observations earlier on. If you miss anything, foxsportsradio.com. Shout out to the iHeartRadio app.
I think you're right.
And our stomping grounds, SXM 83. We're the guys you hear on SiriusXM every once in a while. We also have a Patreon if you dig our show, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. But an honor to be here and for Dan Patrick.
Spot, don't downplay the number of bozos out there that are like, yeah, let me get some booze and some explosives.
What's that week video that you love every year?
Week video?
Back or it up Terry?
The back it up Terry back video up, is the greatest
it's
thing.
The greatest video of
you know
time.
He has his own fireworks.
Back it up, Terry! Back it up, Terry! Back it up. How do you not like Back It Up Terry?
I don't know.
That's one of the
it's not
you know,
that funny to me.
We've known each
Doesn't
other for we've
bone.
Known each other for years.
I can't like everything.
No,
you like.
No, of course we've known each other for years, but there's a few things where I'm like, I think I know your sense of humor, and I feel like you would love Back It Up Terry.
No. Not
but you
a
love
big
Beavis,
fan.
But you love Beavis and Butthead.
Love it. The new movie was just eh. Just eh though. You know what I did watch this weekend? Oh, I watched a lot
Roses,
of
Roses are red.
Yeah.
Fireworks are scary.
Uh huh.
Back up. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that video
beautiful.
This year.
It's beautiful.
I somehow missed
Back
the video
up,
this
Terry.
Year. But I saw he had his own, like, his own fireworks now, his own line.
I hope he gets a cut of that. Back it up, Terry.
Stay safe. This weekend, we talked about it on Sunday night, but I didn't mention this. UFC 276, the card was insane. card was insane. I'm Covino. I have the sports interests of an 80-year-old white guy. I love baseball and boxing. I love all fighting. I should say I love all fighting. Combat sports. Real sports, not like hot dog competitions.
I don't know. Joey Chestnut taking out that guy. That was a pretty dope fight.
That was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Sign him up.
UFC 278.
Well, Joey Chestnut versus Jake Paul on the next pay-per-view.
Well, we talked about what a card it was, right? And we talked about how Volkanovski might be
the guy,
the best pound-for-pound guy right now. Cejudo's calling him out now.
Cringe?
Yeah. Triple C is saying, hey, we got to make this happen now. But he might be pound-for-pound the best. Adesanya, again, doing what he does. But the side story that we didn't get to on Sunday night is that he made an entrance. Like, this guy's a showman, and you know that, right? Yeah. Remember he came out dancing. He does all his moves. He puts on a show.
I remember him telling us that when you flip and do dance moves, you better win. You can't be the guy doing reverse flips and dance moves.
It's
and
true.
Then get your ass whooped. If you're gonna be the showman, you need to be the great fighter as well. And he is.
Oh, it's like that dude. I forget, but it's that famous clip of he's dancing into the ring. You know, the skinny
horse.
Yeah, I think he's like a Middle Eastern fighter. I forget his name.
He does the whole orchestrated,
and then gets knocked out like
right away.
Yeah, it's like that's embarrassing.
Deontay Wilder when he fought Fury that one time because he wore that big elaborate. Yeah. Heavy costume.
Right before COVID.
It said it fatigued him so much that he lost his stamina halfway through the fight.
That was one of the greatest entrance fails in sports history. Deontay Wilder wearing heavy suit.
That skinny dude when he gets knocked out right away is the most embarrassing. I forget what boxer that was, though. But it was terrible. So Adesanya comes out. And I feel like this is right in your wheelhouse, Rich, growing up an 80s kid. He said he was listening to a lot of WWE entrances that week. Like, just listening to them.
Oh, yes.
He said he was listening to a WWE playlist with some of his
Undertaker.
Favorite wrestlers from the Attitude Era of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, a little later than my... love of
but he
old
heard
school wrestling?
The Undertaker's theme music, and it spoke to him. And as an artist and fighter, he said, you know what? It just spoke to him and worked for him. So he used it and came out to it, and people were like, you know, some people didn't get it, which I found absurd. Some of the commentators and some of the fans were like, we don't get it. I'm like, what don't you get?
People are dumb.
Yeah, it was insane to me. Like, they didn't even get it. Like, why did he have an urn? Because he came out with the hat and the urn.
Oh, yes. My Undertaker.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
We all know, he's a Hall of Fame wrestler. We know it's a legendary entrance.
Yeah, and the late, great Paul Bearer, his manager.
But when you see his entrance used on a more legitimate stage, a different stage, a UFC stage.
Not more like, legitimate, different stage.
Just different, whatever. I say legitimate because they're actually fighting, right? You're like, wow, it really is one of the coolest entrances. And the whole story's cool, too, because he reached out. The Undertaker was like, I love it. Gave him the thumbs up. Supported it. But back to your other point, like, he has to win now. When you're coming out, you know, to the Undertaker's music, like, you got to win. And he did. And he did. But it does make you think of some of the most legendary entrances in sports. Of course, Rich and I are going to battle about the Yankees and Mets, but other ones stand out.
Well, you
Do
know,
other
I,
ones
I mean,
stand out. Like,
Mariano Rivera.
Are there other ones even in the conversation, though?
I got to give you the Mo Rivera, Enter Sandman, is by far the number one notable baseball entrance. And anyone that doesn't say that is just a Yankees hater. And I don't like the Yankees, and
Good
I have to
night.
Admit it.
Game over. The stadium erupts. He comes jogging out of the bullpen. You know he's closing it out. Enter Sandman. It was really a magical entrance. It really was for a great era for the Yankees. But I do, again, as a guy who doesn't hate the Mets, I think Edwin Diaz is definitely bringing some of the fun to sports.
Like, Edwin Diaz right now, who I believe is closing in on 20 saves already. Edwin Diaz, he's been bringing it for the Mets. He comes out to Blaster Jacks. Narcos. Yo, this song.
It's powerful. It is.
Mr. and Mrs. Met got trumpets now.
But showmanship is such a part of the game. And like you say all the time, Rich, it's what baseball needs. Showmanship.
How great is this?
Any other entrances in the conversation? You could think of WWE,
too. I was going to say, all my references are probably going to say wrestlers, right? Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan,
well,
The Rock.
Wasn't the Pile Driver CD one of your favorite CDs of all time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of my favorites. But, you know, I'm more of like an old school guy when it comes to wrestling, but when Stone Cold Steve Austin would come out and that glass would break, that got the whole arena, wherever he was, losing their mind. The Undertaker is a huge one, which is why it hit so hard this weekend.
I'm throwing this out
with Adesanya.
There. As much as I liked Adesanya coming out, and again, tipping his Undertaker hat to the Undertaker and to the WWE, it was cool to see. I got to say, Mr. Perfect's was one that stood out to me as a kid.
Oh, yes.
You know, that should be my, I feel like that should be like my bedroom entrance music.
No, I don't think, no, from what I've heard, no.
What about like the Bulls, that entrance song?
Oh, that's a fantastic one, Spot. The 90s Bulls came out to that.
The 90s Bulls.
Yeah, that is, you know, that is legendary.
Doom, 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 doom. What's the name of that song?
I don't know. Hey,
I think
it's a conversation. 877-99 on Fox. If you guys know, if you want to share, if you know, some don't get mentioned, this is your chance.
Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah.
It's called Sirius.
Danny G. That, you know what, Spot? That is a great answer.
By the Alan Parsons Project.
That's a great answer. I like that answer.
Alan Parsons, the politician?
Yes.
Politician. Yeah.
No, didn't he invent the laser beam that was going to destroy Earth?
Yes.
In Austin Powers 2?
Yes.
The Alan Parsons Project.
Sports needs more theatrics like this. Brings more fun.
Yeah, there it is.
And what's insane to me was the fact that there was a lot of people at the UFC event that didn't know or get the reference. I was shocked by
that. And now, the starting lineup for your 1998 Chicago Bulls. Yeah, how hard did that hit? Back in the day, the Bulls theme? By the way, let's shift gears for a second, because the intros, we're just going to bring up all the classic wrestling ones and, you know, like you said, a lot of great ring entrances and mostly closers in baseball. Jerry's Familia, who's now on the Phillies, when he was on the Mets, he came out to Don Omar, which is a great song. That
Don Zakaduro?
That's the song right there. So there's some great ones there, but you talk about people not knowing things you would think they would know.
Yeah, like to me, that's common knowledge. You don't need to be a big wrestling fan to get what he was doing.
That's a conversation that I rather jump into, because I'm watching, you know how now every so often your team, you find them on Apple TV or Peacock or somewhere, and you're like, where's my game being played? Chris Young does a fine job. He broadcasts with some solid broadcasters on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone loves to be a hater because it's not their usual broadcast team.
I don't hate on that. I just hate on the fact that, you know, baseball, they struggle enough with trying to find young fans, and then you got to look all over the place to find your game. I hate that.
Yeah, but it's not as hard as you think. You sound like a boomer being like, how do I find it? You'll find it. It's just a pain in the butt. Because if you use the app like you do, you're like, where's my game?
Yeah, but not everybody is as savvy. You already said before, people are dumb, right?
So
I have family members that if it's not on the channels, they don't know how to find it.
The Yankees aren't on the YES Network. What am I going to do?
Right, exactly. It's on Tubi.
Exactly. You know what? They chalk it up to, like, guess we're not watching today. And I'm like, man.
Freebie.
So Chris Young and one of the female broadcasters, I don't remember who it was because they have two women mm-hmm. working the broadcast. He made a reference. You know, the Mets still lead the league in getting hit by pitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Mets just get plunked every day. There's an Cana got hit. Escobar got hit. Pete Alonso got hit again. He made a reference to leaning into one like Roger Dorn. And he's like, remember when Roger Dorn, Major League, leaned into a pitch? And then Chris Young.
I thought you were going to say he made an Eric Plunk reference.
That would have been even more obscure. But he makes a reference to Roger Dorn leaning into pitches in Major League.
Mm-hmm.
And then he quickly goes, you know what? I got to be honest. I'm dating myself. I don't imagine anyone remembers that movie at all. And I'm like, he doesn't think anyone remembers Major League. And I'm like, well, it was 1989. Are they trying to go after a younger audience? If they are,
maybe they don't know Major League. And if that's the case, I feel like that's terrible.
I feel like that reference is perfect for the...
A guy leaning into a pitch and another Met getting hit. He's like, well, it was like Roger Dorn from Major League. My first thought was, oh, hey, Chris Young.
It's cool. A dated reference, but it's a good one.
Yeah, but I was like, Chris.
Baseball movie.
Yeah. One of the, by the way, not just a baseball movie, arguably like the baseball movie. So
that would be
an obscure baseball movie.
Spot, that would be like a hockey announcer making a Gordon Bombay reference and then saying, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because you young kids don't know Emilio Estevez.
So that you said that came out in 89. I feel like a Sandlot reference would land, and that came out in 93.
It's only a couple years apart, but that's 93 is almost 30 years ago.
Exactly. So I think it was a good reference.
That's
I'll stand by it.
That's common knowledge, man.
I'll stand by it.
That's one of the greatest baseball movies of all time.
Not only made a Rookie of the Year reference.
Right.
But even that, like...
Or Angels in the Outfield reference.
Like, even if some guy came back from an injury and someone made like a Henry Rowan Gardner joke or something.
I'd get it.
If you're a sports fan, what sports fan... That even goes to the extent of seeking out their game on Apple TV.
Rookie of the Year, also 93.
They've probably seen Major League, but I felt bad for Chris Young because I'm like, Chris Young's a guy that's what, late 30s, 40-ish or so, played a good amount of time in the bigs. He felt like his Major League reference was too old.
You know what, though? I love obscure references. Even if one person gets it, then I did it for that one person. Like, I don't expect everybody... to get the reference. That's what makes it great. So I don't think there's any need for an apology there at all. I think he was apologizing maybe because he dated himself a little bit. But otherwise, to me, that's what a great reference is, when that one or two people get it. But that's a pretty common reference. All right, guys. So some great entrances, some great movie moments. We got more greatness from Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick next.
The Politicians?
Yes.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow. Don Brown with the old school Chili Peppers.
I got my Chili Peppers t-shirt on today.
Not to be confused with the Red Hot Cholo Peppers, very famous band out here in Los Angeles. Orale!
Or the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Pipers?
Yeah.
The Red Hot Chili Pipers.
There's a bagpipe group named the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Yeah, don't.
That's Rich's favorite.
Yeah,
I go there.
Buy tickets
there
for it. No, but they get duped all the time. By the way, it's Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. We're here for the next 2 days on Fox Sports Radio. 877-99 on Fox. Thank you guys for hanging out. Danny G is here. Monty's here. Spotty. And, of course, Don Brown playing some Chili Peppers.
Now, tonight, big night for not only Mets fans, but baseball, because Max Scherzer returns to the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big because DeGrom is like a week behind. And to think that the New York Mets, who I've rooted for my whole life, who are always the laughing stock, well, the Mets will blow it, they'll find a way to lose, or you know, even during a good season, the Mets, something will go wrong. Injuries, it always seems like there's something with the Mets, right?
Yeah, but there's less wheeling and dealing because they got two stars coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's the talks today. The talks today are like, what teams are going to make some serious moves by the deadline of August 2nd?
That's an amazing thought.
Right.
That no matter what move.
The big name today is Andrew Benintendi. Oh. They're saying the Yankees are going to try to get him. But like, do you want to mess? Exactly. You know, and same with your Mets. Do they really need any pitching? You got two superstars, not even all-stars, superstars coming back.
You need a little bullpen help. Every team could try to make upgrades here or there, but when your team's clicking, sometimes I'm like, don't make moves just to make moves. Don't make moves just to make moves. But I'm not sure any team can match what the Mets got going on as far as whatever anyone does at the trade deadline in the next month,
mm-hmm.
in the next weeks, you're getting Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom back. You're adding two Cy Young pitchers to your rotation, and you're already, the Mets have a pretty basic record right now. They're 50-30, on pace for 160. And Max pitches tonight versus the Reds, so that's a great game to come back. You're playing the worst team in the NL.
Yeah.
So you hope that Scherzer cruises 6-7 innings, one run, gets, you know, just gets a little confidence getting back into the rotation. That goes down tonight. So
I'd say the casual fan is interested to see what happens. You know, okay, cool. Scherzer's on the mound. Baseball's better with him back in the game. Let's see it. Let's check it out.
No, for sure. Now, you and I have talked about this, but Max Scherzer, the big story about him last week, though, was during his minor league start, how he was super generous and he bought the spread of food for the whole minor league team with,
which is common,
fillets and ribeyes and lobster tail, and you know, everyone made it to be a big deal, which was a very generous, nice thing by Max Scherzer to do. But the guy also does make $40-something million a year.
We did the math. We said he spent, you know, when you figure in the AirPods he bought and the spread, he spent about $15,000.
That's the equivalent of me buying Danny G a cup of coffee this morning.
It's the equivalent of about $15.
It really is. Honestly, it really is.
And again, it's his money. It's easy to spend someone else's money, but it really is a drop in the bucket when you're making as much money as he does. That doesn't mean that the gesture is not kind, but for people to be like, oh my God, did you see what he did?
But you brought up a great point just during the break when we were taking a walk to the kitchen. The whole thing was that Max Scherzer bought all these dudes AirPod Pros.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, in the past 5 years of purchases, might be my greatest purchase.
The top five.
It's a, honest to God, if you guys aren't rocking them, you're missing out.
It doesn't even need to be the Apple brand. My wife has her.
No.
My wife has the Bose ones, and they're great. But for those that don't think high-quality AirPods are important.
I'm sorry. Air Bud is your favorite DVD back in the 90s.
Air Bud Golden Receiver.
Let's not confuse anybody.
Wait, yeah. What year was that?
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, I know, but.
Too young for you guys. Too old for a reference for you guys. Danny J.
Air Bud 97.
Dom Brown. Think about this for a second. Covino said, AirPods, great gift. That should be a go-to gift for your groomsmen at a wedding. And I said, you know what? Don't guys always spend like $100 or so on their groomsmen for, they buy them like some corny flask or like, oh, I'll buy your tuxedo. Or
guys never know what to buy other guys. It could be for, you know, oh, my, like you said, my groomsmen or my bachelor party, whatever. I want to give my buddies a little something, yeah. Something. Like, I thought that was a great gift, even if you have a pair. So that's what I got out of it. Like, you know what? That was a great idea.
You can have them engraved.
Yeah.
Or like have a personalize them. A little message put on them.
You could, but I'm just saying, like, you've been to enough weddings or, you know, you've been part of events where you try, someone gives you something, you're like, I appreciate the gesture, but you know what? I don't really want a flask.
I mean, I do like a good flask.
Who are you?
It's nice to
see. Are you walking around with a flask? Are you an alcoholic?
You mean you don't like my shoehorn that I got for my buddy John's wedding?
Oh, my buddy John got married. He got me an engraved shoehorn.
You don't think that's cool?
For my boots.
He got it at
Things Remembered.
Yeah. And he got it engraved from Things Remembered.
Yeah, I have a little clock that really that says is. Steve Covino on it.
I'd rather forget that.
You get your buddy like a very manly scented candle. You know, like, honestly, that's the go-to.
It smells like musk.
Like, right. Leather and whiskey.
So I think it's a great substitute for the stupid standards moving forward. That's what I got out of it. You know, yeah, oh, yeah, Max Scherzer, oh, isn't he the greatest? Yeah, he is, and that was a kind gesture, but it really wasn't that. It was the thought. It was the thought, not how much he spent.
Yo, Don, what would you want, AirPods or a flask?
I would definitely take the AirPods. Honestly, the AirPods, that would probably be one of the best gifts I would get in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's a $300 gift, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they about like $289 or something like that?
But
even
I'm
still.
Saying, I'm just saying
the AirPod Pros.
I just want to throw it out there because a lot of guys, if they're getting married, they say, well, you know, I'll just buy all the groomsmen's tuxedos. And that's like a couple $100. Or they'll say, let me get a, like you said, some pint glasses and some flasks engraved. And, yeah, I get it. It's nice and all.
$249.
$250 gift.
It's nice. It's very generous, but I think that's the go-to gift. It's
better than the cufflinks you got from your buddy Fred's bachelor party.
Cufflinks.
Exactly. Like typical, standard, meaningless, thoughtless gifts that you would buy a guy and you'd have no use for.
I got you engraved cufflinks, Covino.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. This would be great.
Can't wait to rock these.
Can't wait. Thanks. But if you got some AirPods, so, you know, when I really thought about it, I'm like, yeah, we were focusing a lot on how much he spent, which was a drop in the bucket. But when you think about the gesture, I think he nailed it. I do.
Props
to Max Scherzer on that one. Are there any other things that you could throw into this category? If it was like yo, man, I got a little bachelor party groomsman gift bag and I got hooked up with AirPods and was there something else that you bought in the few years that you think every guy should have?
Ooh, you know what someone bought me? This is a great one because you would never think this to be something someone would buy you. Someone bought me sneakers once. One of our old...
That's risky.
I don't think it's risky.
No, that's
too risky. You think it's too risky?
Coming from a guy that wears...
I was thinking about that.
You wear Jeepers, dude. Coming from the guy that wears weak-ass kicks.
Maybe like a nice pair of sunglasses.
Oh, that's just... No. First of all, that's just rude. But
that's not rude. Don Brad, what I'm saying is easy for you to say.
But if someone that knows sneakers... Hey, shut your mouth.
It's a fact.
Someone that knows sneakers, if they got their groomsmen or their buddies like, hey, I got everyone Jordans as their, like, groomsman's gift.
Maybe something like that, but everybody has a different fit.
especially with hats and with sunglasses. You need to be there to try those things on.
Yeah, I would probably rock a pair of sunglasses closer to like an aviator, where a lot of my buddies in Texas are like Oakleys, and I'm like, I would never in my life wear a pair of Oakleys. Yeah, but my wife is from South Texas. All the dudes in our Texas friend crew are all like guys that are wearing like Under Armour shirts and Oakleys, and I'm like, yo, that is not my style. So, yeah, you got to know someone's style.
It's so hard to think of something universally awesome.
And who's going to say no to a pair of good headphones?
You know who you could throw in there? Speaking of Joey Chestnut, the athlete, the superhuman athlete that we talked about, he's sponsored by Dude Wipes, because you can imagine the mess. He talked about it on Ben Maller's show.
Yeah.
You could throw that in your little gift bag.
You can imagine the mess.
Dude, you can imagine.
Dude Wipes.
You can imagine.
Hey, I got you. Hey, thanks for being at my wedding, man. You mean a lot.
Here's some Dude Wipes.
Here's some AirPods and some Dude Wipes. There you go.
We all poop, and we all need to listen to music.
I mean, you know, useful. Hey, poo-pourri. Guys love giving other guys poo-pourri.
Nope.
No, they do.
No.
I've gotten that as a gift several times. Maybe it's just me.
Well, that's you. I think that's just
maybe
you.
Maybe it's just a personal thing.
So if you want to open this up for another second of the gifts that you're never going to hate on.
Undeniably universally awesome.
Someone once sent me.
Okay.
Steaks in the mail. And you're never going to deny meat. Yeah. Like Danny G, all of a sudden you got a little knock at your door and you're like, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a Kavino and Rich sent you some ribeyes. I mean, is anyone going to hate meat deliveries?
Edible gifts are the best. Everyone eats.
For all the live commercials Kavino and I have done over the years in radio, there's one thing that I genuinely love. We used to do commercial reads. I don't know if they did them here at Fox Sports Radio. Sherry's Berries. Did you guys ever do
I think we have. We've also done the steaks, too. Come frozen, yeah.
Yeah, all those things. But honestly.
Butcher Box?
Yeah, I think you were going to say Butcher Box.
Butcher Box. Those are great. But I always felt like the chocolate-covered berries, like Sherry's Berries, those are always great.
Treats.
I think any type of food delivery, you're not going to deny.
No.
Our buddy Wes in Vegas is a generous guy. And occasionally, he'll send our show, like, hey, I sent you guys some, like, breakfast meats, like an ice box comes to your house and it's like ham and bacon and there. I'm like, who could deny food?
I know
like
it sounds like stereotypically caveman like, but no guy's gonna turn down a box of meats.
Yeah.
Meat. But it's true. I'm with you when Rich and I agree. It's fact. I agree. If you're gonna send some of your bros some meats, it's a home run.
Now if there's a gift involved,
meat.
So next time you get sent down to the minor leagues, now you know what to get.
Yeah. Next time. Jacob DeGrom, what did he get? Did he get anyone anything?
He didn't make headlines. I know that. Max Scherzer did. I'm trying to think if there's any other recent purchase that I've made where I'm like, you know what? This is something everybody should have.
Jacob DeGrom got everyone in the White Castle or something. That's why he's not in the headlines.
I love White Castle.
Well, props to Scherzer.
I love a crazy case.
The kind gesture alone warrants him some great karma tonight. We'll see what happens.
No doubt. Now, it is the 5th of July, so I wanted to post something. Now, everyone makes a big deal about, of course, the 4th of July, Independence Day. And by the way, a conversation for another day, or maybe next year. Is there... I mean, think of all the Christmas movies there are. You can name a million of them. Is there a better movie tied to a holiday than Will Smith, Independence Day?
Yes.
That's like, I mean, other
really?
Than Christmas.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Gremlins Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, Gremlins. All right, you win. End the story.
Thank you.
Why? I just like that movie
so
much?
Independence Day just slays it on Independence Day. Will Smith, aliens.
It's good. I didn't know you loved it so much. I've done a show with you for 16 years.
It's a great,
17 years.
It's a great...
Do the Halloweens count?
Yeah. How about a Hubie Halloween?
Hubie Halloween!
Halloween is upon us! I thought that was great.
You know what?
Independence
Day. Wait, wasn't Dan Patrick in Hubie Halloween?
Yeah. I think he was.
What a tie-in. What a tie-in. So today, the 5th of July. So as I joked with you earlier... couple hundred years ago, everyone's like, all right, now what do we do? We're on day two of independence. What do you feel like doing? We're independent now.
By the way, are there any stories? I'm no history buff, but honestly, what...
What are you a buff in besides the Yankees? Besides being a Nestor Cortez buff.
I'm a Nestor Cortez buff. Mustache buff.
what did people do on their very first day of independence?
Yeah, were there any big ragers?
I've never heard of a tale. But since this is Fox Sports Radio,
probably relaxed.
It does make you think about freedoms.
5th of July. We celebrate our independence. Oh, day one, day two. What do we do? What athlete comes to mind? It's a silly tie-in, but what athlete do you think of that really needed freedom from the crappy situation they were in? I'll throw one out there, and you could play the game yourself.
877-99 on Fox.
Barry Sanders. That poor guy was trapped in Detroit to the point where he just retired early because he's like, yeah, this is just not good.
Or as we joked about off the air earlier, like any Detroit Lion.
Megatron.
Yeah, because exactly what I said in the pre-show meeting. Rich was like, of course, Barry Sanders. And I was like, Megatron too.
You know, you also said Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford.
Yeah, because look what happened. He got freed from his team and immediately a champion. Yep.
What player would celebrate the hell out of their independence? What guy has been trapped?
I'm just saying this for conversation's sake, Rich, but sometimes you just don't get that opportunity, and you could be on a good team, just not getting the opportunity you deserve. And right now, I'm tying it into a current story, not because I'm a Yankees fan, but Miguel Andujar is such a great player. He was second in Rookie of the League voting. He lost to Ohtani a few years back.
Yeah. So
he had 27 home runs his rookie season. Dude has all the potential in the world. And he should be playing and starting over a Joey Gallo who just gets paid a lot, so they keep him in the lineup because it's a greater investment. He's wasting his talents, bouncing up and down in the minors. Like the story is he wants to be released and freed from the Yankees, even though the Yankees are a dominant team.
Yeah.
It's affecting his career.
He just wants to play.
He wants to play.
You can't argue that.
And he should. He deserves to play. He just isn't playing.
What players would be so much better off if they were just freed?
Mike Trout.
Yeah,
I thought of that, Danny G.
It's got to be the number one answer, like right now.
Mike Trout will waste away down in Anaheim.
Well, you know what happens because when all said and done,
you'll never see Mike Trout postseason stats.
Right? No, when all said and done, people are like, he was a great player, but he never won.
Joel Embiid.
Who deserves to be freed from their weak ass team or weak ass scenario?
That's a good one. Now, I'm trying to think in the NBA. Is there a guy that is sort of wasting his talents on like a second or third tier team that will just never truly compete? Is there someone in like Sacramento? I'm just trying to think of like the bunk teams that will never really compete anytime soon.
Or from the past, and it's usually going to be a superstar that never won in their career. Some played for great teams, you know, and still never won. But other players just, they were on terrible teams.
Just never truly had the chance.
Well, we want you guys to think
about
it.
Well, you know what? Until this year when Steve Cohen bought the Mets and now they're, you know, competing with the Dodgers to be the best team in the NL, you could say that Jacob deGrom wasted years of Cy Young dominance
For a
team that didn't score for him, so it messed up his personal stats. And
weakest.
And the Mets have gone 7 years in a row now without hitting the postseason. So DeGrom's prime.
7 years.
Of, like, what would it have been like to see DeGrom in the postseason?
Remember, we were working at SNY in New York. We had a TV show on SNY in New York. And that was wasn't that his rookie year? Because I remember seeing him up at the studio.
Yeah, he came up to the studio with his. Remember, he had the long hair back then.
My point is, though, think of how long ago that was. Or it feels. He wasted all of those years.
All the years.
That feels so long ago.
The multiple Cy Youngs where he was dominating, you never got to be like DeGrom in the NLCS.
If they didn't change things around just recently like they did, he'd be right up there with Mike Trout as far as answers.
He had one opportunity in the postseason in 2015, and he delivered. And then since then, DeGrom hasn't been back to the postseason. So there are guys that wither away when their team stinks. The Mike Trouts, the Barry Sanders, the DeGroms until this year. Who's your guy? Who's withering away? Could you say that about Anthony Davis until he went to the Lakers? Did Anthony Davis get saved, even though he's been injured a lot? But before Anthony Davis went to team up with LeBron and win a championship?
If he would have stayed there, yeah, I think so.
That's how he felt, right?
Yeah, that's why I Zion doesn't want to be there.
All right, we'll take your phone calls on this and all your feedback. The most interactive show on planet Earth. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio in for Dan Patrick.
Gotta tell you guys about Callaway's Chrome Soft. Isn't just better, for the best players. It's better for everyone. Men, women, major winners, weekend warriors. ChromeSoft, ChromeSoft X, and ChromeSoft XLS deliver the best tour performance for every type of game. Find yours today at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft.
Great gift.
Look at that. Another great gift.
Getting you that for your wedding party.
Your phone calls, your feedback, 877-99 on Fox, in for Dan Patrick. We're talking about great players that waste away. Little tie into the 5th of July. What player desperately needed independence from the crappy team they were on?
Well, I was thinking about it. Anyone on the Jets, right?
It's true.
Anyone on the Knicks? Like, what a waste.
What a waste.
And then just the classics. We're going to go to the phones, though, at 877-99 on Fox. Who comes to mind? 877-99 on Fox. Phillip Rivers, his whole career was sort of wasted. Guy could have been a winner.
Yeah.
Right?
Not bad teams, just never the winning formula.
Yeah.
I got
Fitzgerald.
Yeah, you know, made it to the Super Bowl but didn't win. But still, you're right. One that comes to mind that I think might be a top-tier answer. Baseball pitcher, King Felix. Felix Hernandez wasted away in Seattle. The guy was lights out, and he'd have like a .500 record. In fact, I remember he sort of revolutionized Cy Young voting because people were like, yeah, he only has 10 wins. How could he be Cy Young? But it's like, no. Look at what he's dealing with. He's the best pitcher at baseball. He's just on the worst team.
And by the way, I guess that's how Kevin Durant feels, just to tie it into, you know, what's still developing as we speak. He requested a trade from the Nets.
He wants his independence.
He wants his independence. He wants out.
That guy just wants to find a winner any way he can.
Yeah, but he also knows what a winning organization feels like, right? And yeah, maybe
it's like
just,
the
there's no chemistry there.
It's like being in a relationship where you know what it's like to be treated. Imagine being in a relationship where you know what it's like to be treated well by a woman or a man. And then that man or woman goes on to another relationship and they're like, yeah, I know what it feels like to be respected and treated the right way. And this isn't it. So I'm out.
He might know. Look, he only have so many great years in the league. He's like, and this ain't it.
No, nope.
This isn't it. I thought it would be different. This isn't it. So he wants his independence. Let's go to the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Alabama. Andrew, you're on. What's up, buddy?
Quick. I'm going to be quick, guys.
Yeah.
You missed a great holiday movie. Groundhog's Day.
You know what?
As far as movie tie-ins with a holiday. Yeah,
that is true. Groundhog Day, Independence Day. Every holiday does have a good movie. I just think Independence Day is up there.
I you know, it's not that I disagree with Rich. I just didn't know he was such a fan of that movie after working with him for all these years.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Andrew's gone. Rob in Austin. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, a couple quick things. Not just put some boo on that, but the July 5th, 1776, they got ready for a war. They just declared independence. They didn't fight the war yet.
Oh, so they were getting ready.
Oh, so it's like, hey, we're independent. Oh, crap. Now we got to fight.
Look at that. We're learning stuff.
Revolutionary War went until, I think, like 1783. As for players that need to get out, David Carr in football, basketball, Iverson never got the support he needed.
No.
Yeah, he made it to the NBA Finals, but because he really just willed himself there. You know, like
he carried it. He carried that team, and he got one win in that final. All because of AI.
Yeah, there was no way he was beating. Who they played? They played the Lakers, if I remember correctly, right?
And by the way, one caller who couldn't hang on hold, he said Damian Lillard was his selection.
Yeah, Dame is such a baller, but he just they don't have enough. And if he found himself on a team, he'd win a title. He's that level
easily,
in my mind.
Easily.
Thank you, Robin Austin. Let's have it up to Chris in Iowa.
The easiest way to play this game, though, before we go to Chris, is you just think of the worst teams in history. There's probably one guy who's like, man, I can't believe I'm on this weak-ass team. That's really it.
You know, I mean, that is really a great way to think of it.
Sometimes their career, remember, career lifespans are short. Well, wasted their years, their best years on that team. Like you said, Rich, sometimes that applies to a relationship, unfortunately. How many times have you heard, I gave you my best years of my life?
I've had girls tell me that, yeah.
Unfortunately, me too.
Tom Brown's smiling like he's heard that.
Oh, for sure. That's really what it is. And now you kind of know where people are coming from.
You took my best years.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Allen Iverson said.
I mean, think of the teams. This is a great way to think of it. What helmet did you get out of the vending machine at the supermarket? that you didn't want? Think of who was on that team.
The
and
Browns,
they probably, yeah.
Back then, the Browns, the Colts, right?
Yeah, but the Browns were good for a minute. They just couldn't get past Denver. What about a guy like Dale Murphy? The Braves went through some tough times in the 80s.
They were stinking back then. Yeah, he was the shining light on TBS.
Before they got good.
Before they got good.
Yeah, before they got that pitching.
That's true. And you know what? He's actually probably a great example because they got good after his run.
It's like Mattingly.
Yeah, it's like the Don Mattingly
Mattingly
story.
Leaves, the Yankees dynasty begins.
It's true, man. That's even tougher to swallow. All right, let's go to the phones again.
Chris in Iowa. Chris wants to backtrack a little bit. I know
sure.
We were talking about great walkout music and entrance music.
Well,
what's up, Chris?
Because Adesanya this past weekend came out to The Undertaker's entrance music.
Which is
pretty
classic.
Sort of epic, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I think if somebody came out to like Bill Goldberg's music.
That was classic music. Goldberg, you know, people forget about him, but
God.
He had good music.
Yeah, that stuff just, I mean, if you didn't get excited from something like that, there's something wrong with you.
You know, you could argue that entrance music for wrestling sort of was one of the biggest game changers in wrestling. Like the whole hype of the entrance. Think about it. Before that, what did a guy like Bruno Sammartino just walk to the ring with nothing? Think of how boring that must have been.
Sometimes it's impactful. Like Tyson used to come out sometimes. Remember? No robe.
Just
towel around his neck.
Just me.
Just me.
You know, you missed his birthday last week for a guy that loves him so much. I don't think we celebrated his happy belated
birthday to me, Mike Tyson. Yeah, so, I mean, sometimes it's impactful. You just come out there because you're all business. No music, no theatrics, just kick ass.
Well, we will see you tomorrow. In for Dan Patrick.
Is it time already?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, hey, join us on our Patreon because our day's not over.
Yeah, at Covino and Rich, if you like what we do, hey, check us out. And like I said, back the next 2 days for Dan. And tonight, I'm excited. Scherzer, what's your prediction?
Lights out. Yeah.
Lights out. Like
yeah,
lights
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be odd if like the Reds lit him up?
Nah, not happening.
All right, well,
enjoy your baseball.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
All right, we'll see you guys later. At Covino and Rich. Later, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time.
Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.